The Wind Around Lake, regular board meeting, March 20th, 2015.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. I'd like to call to order our regular board meeting for the Village of Round Lake for April 20th, 2015, at 7:01 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fred.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby. Trustee Simoncelli.
Present.
Trustee Tristan.
Present.
Trustee Wisniewski.
Present.
Sue, would you lead us to the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Sue. May I get a motion to approve item 3.1, the minutes of the regular board meeting of April 6, 2015.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. All in favor?
Aye.
Item 3.2, approve the minutes of the budget public hearing meeting of April 6, 2015.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Dickey. Trustee Wisniewski.
Thank you.
And seconded by who? I've lost focus. Trustee Tripon. Thank you. Thank you for the help on that. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment this evening? Yes, sir. If you could please stand, state your name and address, please.
My name is Mark.
Let me give you a brief description on why that was said to you. Right now we're in the process of planning for the bridge. Kurt, what's construction date on the bridge?
I want to say date opening in November of this year, so that puts construction into next spring.
Right about a year from now the construction is going to start on that. The reason you were told that Forrest and McGillis continued on from there is we were going to try to do that road reconstruction along with the bridge project to try to get some grant monies, try to combine two jobs, try to save some money. Our best efforts didn't allow that to happen. So right now Forrest is going to have the engineering plan done this year. Which will be this year.
Yes.
It will be this year.
The grant application process this year.
Would you start construction this year?
We could.
But it would be later in the fall, probably.
Yes.
That's why I think you jump to West of Hope is when it's going to be fixed.
Yeah, I just took back in my car for the partner.
It's in horrible condition.
Yeah, it's what it is. They made some efforts to patch it. And when they
pass
it, that falls apart, and then when I ride my motorcycle,
it's right
when
they
fall over.
Don't ride a motorcycle.
Of course.
Not unless you're a motocross rider.
That's
really what it works.
That's fine.
And
it's bad.
But
that way, I feel there's some stress on me. It just keeps getting worse and worse. So you think that this year,
there's a CDBG grant? Like I said, we're applying for the CDBG grant funding. That application process is going to happen. If it goes through, then the engineering services happens on it, the design will be made on it. We could. That means that it will definitely start in the spring.
So if I come to the next meeting, you have a more of an answer for it?
At the next meeting, no. I would say sometime this summer after we know how that CDBG goes?
The CDBG grant could be $85,000 funding for the village, and the county is late with that process this year. Normally they start that in November, but they had other things going on, and so they're delayed, and so we're trying to use the money if we can.
So when's the best date for notification back to us?
I would say early June. We should know whether the grant application was successful in that draft process.
We're coming to the third Monday of June. That's our second board meeting, and hopefully you'll have an answer.
Very good.
So the question is, we structured the budget that if the CDBG funding was not approved, we're still going to do it. We have to.
We have to.
We set the way to approve. We can't put shovels in the ground to lose possibly the CDBG funding.
$85,000 a year.
And the CDBG process requires certain documentation in the bid documents for CDBG compliance, which we don't want to file as a plan until we know how that process is going.
Right. So the very end of June, I would say to make it safe, come in July, we should...
Tell me about before this to see what you guys are doing.
Absolutely, please do.
Mark, what's your last name again?
Mark Harlow. Q-U-A-D-R-A-R-O.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? Thank you. Okay, I'll take a deep breath on this one. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, which includes items 5.1 through 5.14 as follows. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $339,313.72. Approve payroll for the period ending April 5, 2015 in the amount of $123,092.57. 5.3, adopt a resolution approving the proposal for janitorial services from CleanNet of Illinois and Associated Independent Contractors Agreement. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution approving a bid from Patriot Pavement in the amount not to exceed $50,000 for the 2015 crack ceiling program through the Lake County Municipal League. 5.5, adopt a resolution approving a bid from Superior Road Striping in an amount not to exceed $17,500 for the 2015 pavement marking program through the Lake County Municipal League. 5.6, adopt a resolution approving a bid from TKG Environmental Services Group, LLC, in the amount not to exceed $17,400 for the 2015 street sweeping program through the Lake County Municipal League. 5.7, adopt a resolution adopting the Village of Round Lake's Capital Improvement Plan fiscal year end 2016 through 2021. Item 5.8, adopt an ordinance adopting the annual budget for the Village of Round Lake for the fiscal year commencing May 1, 2015 and ending April 30, 2016. Adopt an ordinance making certain amendments to the annual budget adopted for the fiscal year commencing May 1, 2014 and ending April 30, 2015. Item 5.10, adopt a resolution approving a proposal for website redesign, implementation, and maintenance services from Municipal CMS, for the initial setup cost not to exceed $14,895. Item 5.11, adopt a resolution approving Long Lake Drive rebid construction engineering services at a cost not to exceed $5,100. Item 5.12, adopt a resolution approving the McGillis Drive Bridge Design Engineering Supplement No. 1 at a cost not to exceed $27,000. Item 5.13, adopt a resolution approving the purchases of stop signs from Traffic Control and Protection in an amount not to exceed $5,737.50. And item 5.14, accept the January Treasurer's Report as presented.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Fry. Is there any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Senatelli?
Aye.
Trustee Trifon?
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Aye.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Crowley?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 6.1 through 6.3 is the clerk's office.
Misericordia will be having their solicitation actually at CBS as well as 134 in Fairfield, I believe, Fear Lake Road and 134 for their candidate. So this weekend. So if anybody has invited, make sure you dig deep in your pockets. And then just two last minute things before I go to recognition. The chamber is having a mixer. I'm sorry, the library is hosting a mixer this Thursday, the 23rd, from 4 to 7. You can attend that. And then also, just like they've done the last several years, Park School, that's over on Town Line Road, they will be having their 5K race that is going to be on May 3rd, 2015. And I know our meeting is going to be after that. So I just want to let everybody know that they're having a race at 8:30 on this. I can't remember if it's a Saturday or Sunday.
Chad, real quick question for you. Mm-hmm. Do you know what will be happening here this weekend as far as the reception?
Yeah, can they do that?
Right, I don't know.
Because the grinding process probably will not be over with.
Okay.
It might be over.
Just have to look into just
okay.
It's already going to be a traffic.
You know, I'll send her an email.
Okay.
A letter now.
Just a thought
like
that. Okay.
You know, if they're ready to go downtown right now, I bet they're going to get through that.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll make it to Fairfield, but they may.
I bet they will. It took them 2 days to get from 120th to Fear Lake Road.
This is May 3rd, guys.
No. This weekend for the Misericordia.
Oh.
Contact them and let them know.
Yeah, okay.
It'll be close.
I didn't even think about that.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. May I get a motion for item 7.1 to adopt the ordinance amending...
No.
Can you do those?
No.
Did you get up and shake anybody's hand?
Yeah.
Hello?
Good job.
Hey, nice.
I'm just going to sit here.
You did a sugar on there.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have it. For item 7.1, adopt an ordinance amending Chapter 5.36 of the Village Code to revise the license fee for massage establishments.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for the wording, Steve.
That's just a fee. We haven't come back yet for an additional ordinance to change the work. But we want to be business friendly with the renewal process now.
Yes, we just can make the correction.
Thank you. Item 8.1, approval reimbursement of $59.61 to Trustee Don Newby for proclamation Freeman Madden.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Simoncelli, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Serplin.
Aye.
Motion carries. We get a motion for item 9.1, adopt a resolution authorizing the utilization of Northeast Multi-Regional Training Incorporated in payment of annual membership fee in an amount not to exceed $2,660.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Trippon. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Trippon.
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Motion carries. Again, omnibus motion for items 14.1 through 14.5 for reappointments as follows. The appointment of Michael Duwatz to the Plan Commission Zoning Board of Appeals. Item 14.2, appointment of Robert Silvestri to the Plan Zone, pardon me, Plan Commission Zoning Board of Appeals. Item 14.3, appointment of Thomas Bueller to the Police and Fire Commission. Item 14.4, the reappointment of Art Weber to the Police and Fire Commission. Item 14.5, the reappointment of Michael Scarpelli to the Police Pension Board.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Trippon. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 14.6, just information. We will have our next Business Owner Summit meeting at Sharkey's in Lake Bowl at noon on April 29th. We have an agenda that will be posted, and anybody that can attend, please do. We've moved this from 7 o'clock in the morning. I know Joe is happy about it. And we'll also provide some a light lunch, some small sandwiches and snacks that Joe will prepare for us. And at 14.7 on that evening, homeowners summit meeting will be at Lakewood Grove. What do you call that, Sue? Community center?
It's just our clubhouse.
The clubhouse, Lakewood Grove Clubhouse. Sue set that up for us again. That'll be at 6 p.m. Again, if you can attend, please do. And items 14.8.1 and 8.2, under Mayor's comments, just briefly, these were meetings that we had in the last 2 weeks. Steve and the Chief and I were invited to Robin Lake School District, number 116, and had a meeting with their administration. They have some new personnel there, but also talking about communication. And it's something that Connie and I spoke of immediately after my election, our election, and we've had one other meeting that we met. Good information came up about it, things that we're going to use, information that the school has that we'll be able to post links on with our new webpage once that is built. Just a very, very positive meeting about what these two taxing bodies can do for each other, and most of it's just good communication. And looking forward to the next meeting. Congressman Doles had a meeting here at his satellite office, and again, it was information. It was with the mayors of from this area of Congressional District 10, and it's just a little roundtable summit that the congressman had, talking about some of our concerns what are things that we can do to bring to him that hopefully he can make a difference for us. I'm very proud to have that congressional district office here in the village of Round Lake. It was very nice to have a meeting of that magnitude here. And again, just good conversation and communication. And other than that, that's all I have. Trustees' comments.
Arbor Day Saturday, April 25th. Come out and join, and we're going to have some fun and stuff for these families. Good tree knowledge, some plants, and a good time for families. We'll have public works having such a truck that was event going on, so people can touch our vehicles and learn about them as well. So come out, have some fun, bring the family. Saturday, April 25th, is over at the Public Works and Police Department. And what, 9 to 12. It's not supposed to rain my day, folks. That's okay.
What do they need to
do? Oh, we get, yeah, we're getting our special mud cups filled with fresh mud and dirt and worms, and it's all kind of
mud. Yeah.
Step off of me.
I'd like to thank Steve and Shane for their looks.
Sorry, no. Once again, thanks for long service too. Thanks. Now
go. We'd like to thank Steve and Shane for all the hard work on our budget, putting it together and passed it tonight. It's been a long, arduous process, but they made it simple and clarified a lot of things, and I think our village is better off for it. So thank you guys for what you've done. Congratulations to Chief and Jen, and also keep down in your prayers, because he's having some procedures done, and poor guy can use all the help he can get. That's all I have.
Thank you, Russ. Henry?
I'd like to echo Trustee Carlin's sentiments on what Steve and Shane did together. There was a lot to do in a short amount of time, even though that's something you do all the time. The only thing about it is that you also had to in turn teach at the same time, which is important. I know that we now have a new director of public works, and congratulations. And what I can say is that it looks like Round Lake's doing exactly what I've always wanted to see happen. We're moving forward. We have newly elected officers. Congratulations to them. And their installation is coming up, I'm sure, very shortly, probably the next meeting. And at that point in time, we definitely will be doing a lot. Also, to the two trustees that are leaving, I almost want to bring it here to my eyes because I'll miss you both. But I'm sure that you're going to be going anywhere, so you'll be right in the mix with everybody, so that's a good thing. Just know that everything that you've done along the way, I appreciate it myself, but I'm sure the mayor and the rest of the trustees appreciate everything that you do. Other than that,
my congratulations to Jan and Chief. Well, 5 and 10 years, that just went pretty quickly, especially with the Chief. 5 years already. Wow. But we're luckier for it, so thank you very much. Shane and Steve, wow. I've been through how many budget processes? And this was the least painful I've ever seen. You guys really did a great job. You made it very easy, and I think you knew where the board wanted to go anyway, so you were very conservative, and I give you a lot of credit. It was a lot of hard work, and Shane, for being your first process through it with us, you did a great job, so thank you for that. In addition to that, every year that we go through different events and especially when we were doing the fest, we weren't ever assured that we were going to get the day we wanted because there was no real community calendar. Well, that is now going to be changing. The library actually took it upon themselves to start the process, and the chamber has been involved, and so has anyone who really wanted to be. The community calendar is almost ready to roll out. The village will have access to it. I will make sure that we get a tutorial with someone who can teach us how to use the program. It's incredible. English and Spanish. So it'll have a real benefit to us when we schedule things or when we want to put out information. If we use that calendar, it goes out to all of our different entities as well, from the school to the library to you name it. So I think this is going to be a great thing, but I do want to make sure that we get a tutorial. So Madam Clerk and perhaps Marcia or Martha and some of, you know, maybe yourself, so that they know what we can do with this and how we can better use that calendar for all of us. The program was kind of hard to find, and so many entities have been putting together really great ideas to make it work well. So I think the Vic's doing a great job in moving forward on it. Arbor Day is Saturday. Please don't miss it. It's great for a great, you know, a fruit tree or bush or something to bring home for yourself and start some planting in your own yard. And then again, I echo the prayers for Don. Thank you for that, because he certainly does need them. And thank you, Mayor, for the meetings that you've been holding that have been so good for our communication.
Thank you, Sue. I want to bring one thing to attention. Kudos to Steve and Shane and Wade. Really comprehensive budget, great work, fantastic job, but you stated something, too, that this is the easiest, and that a lot of thanks goes to this board also for being clear on what this board is giving direction for. Again, it's all about teamwork and people working together. There was one other meeting that I failed to mention. I'm not allowed to go there. Again, I'm the mayor. They don't want me around. Thursday evening was
comprehensive plan draft update with planner Michael.
The Blue Ribbon panel. If you want to,
it went very well.
Elaborate.
Visions and goals were reviewed by staff, particularly Shane did a great job of reviewing that and giving our ideas to back and like to revamp those visions and goals. The committee really liked what we suggested. Beyond that, we're going to have a planning and zoning meeting for a draft of the comprehensive plan, and they're getting pretty close to completing a final draft of it, probably within the next month.
And we'll have some discussion at this also at the summer meetings. With that said, are there any new topics? I get a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion, we are adjourned at 7:29 p.m.